In turbulent economic times, with TikTok-paced changes and trends, brands must pivot or die to stay relevant.
In each episode, we explore brands who made successful pivots and those who didn't.
This is Pivot or Die, How Brands Make It.
Hey friends, my name's Rebecca.
And I'm Alejandro.
And we're Pivot and Pilot Creative, branding and packaging experts.
Today, Bernie is not with us because he is on vacation.
Well deserved. HR is a tough role.
It really is.
Today, we're going to talk about the essentials when it comes to building an e-commerce website.
The first experience people will have when they land on your site is they're going to see it. And photos can make or break your first impression.
When it comes to photos, there's actually two categories of photos that you'll see on an e-commerce site. There's product photography and lifestyle photography.
When you're taking product photography, make sure that you're showing the very best of your product. What makes your product different, unique? Is it the colors? Is it the fabric? Is it the flavor? How do you get across flavor through photography?
In your product photography, you want to make sure that people understand how big the product is, how many colors it comes in, how many flavors it comes in. What is the consumer looking for? What questions are they going to ask about the product? And make sure you can show that before they even have to worry about it.
The second style of photography that you often see on websites is lifestyle photography. And what that means is just showing your product in context by the people who are gonna be using your product or consuming your product.
Let's say you have a fashion brand, maybe shoes. We did this for Taffy Step is a great example of this. We actually used the lifestyle photos and the photos of it with the outfit to show what kind of look and aesthetic and style the target customer might have. Taffy Step was all about being really girly and fun and cute. We wouldn't want to use like gothic clothing to promote that, right? We wanted to use something like skirts and flowy things and like fun bright blazers. It was sort of to show what kind of target audience we're going for and make them visualize themselves using that product and how it will help their life.
The second point is user experience. Make sure that whatever people are trying to find, they can do so within three clicks or less. And make sure that this is an experience that translates on both desktop and mobile devices.
People are buying through their phones. They're going on Instagram, clicking on a shop icon, going to the website.
Once your audience has found what they're looking for, they most likely will add it to the cart. You wanna make sure that that step is super clean, super streamlined, so that people don't abandon the cart or leave it. You wanna make sure that that experience is completely seamless.
That leads us to one of the main things in your cart is ask for only necessary information. One of our clients, we increased their sales by 780%, and big part of that was that the cart was asking for way too much. It was asking for comments, whether they're offended by pineapples on pizza. They had too much stuff going on in that checkout process, and it was all necessary stars were put beside it.
Remember that at this point, you wanna make sure that it is quick and easy. So you can use things like guest checkout so that you don't have to create an account before buying. There's also Afterpay, which allows clients to pay in certain periods of time. So the money is automatically removed from the credit cards every month or every couple of months.
There are a lot of reasons that people might hesitate before making the checkout process happen, even if they really love your product. So you wanna make sure your cart experience is super optimized.
Speaking of carts and abandoning carts, a lot of people do tend to abandon carts, which brings us to our fourth point, and that's follow-up emails. You know, you might have experienced this, you might have left something on a cart, you got an email a day later, hey, you forgot something on your cart. This is intentional. It is a way to remind your audience that, you know, they already showed interest in your product, why not buy it?
Even those customers that did purchase your product, you want to follow up with them too. Have an email follow up with like a new product launch, ask them for a testimonial. There are so many ways that you can really engage the customer. Somebody who's purchased your product is going to be an amazing advocate and resource for your brand so that you can improve and make more sales in the future.
So those are four essential points of what makes a great e-commerce experience. Photography is important. Don't cheapen out on it. Make sure that people can find things within three clicks or less. Make sure that you have a fast cart experience and that you're collecting your clients' or customers' information so that you can keep on offering them more services or products.
What are some of your favorite websites? We'd love to hear them below.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. There's more content coming up, so stay tuned. And thanks for watching.